We are currently on a short break until season 7 starts on Thursday, April 5th. But today, our mini episode is a listener highlight with our very own Jessica. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. Hola, hola, qué gusto de tenerte conmigo. How exciting to have you with me today. This is Jen Hempel, your host. And in today's episode, we are getting to know one of our very own listeners, one of your fellow listeners. Her name is Jessica Clairholm. I wanted to do this listener highlight as a way to connect you with your fellow listeners, with the other women in our community. Granted, we have our community on Facebook, but that only gets us so far, right? We have maybe some written communication on Facebook, but now I'm taking it a level up a little bit with some voice communication, some audio connection, if you will. So that's why I wanted to do this. Even the best way is to have us all together in one room, but that's not feasible at this very moment, right? So this is the next best thing. And I chose Jessica as she's very new to our community and she literally jumped right in, has been taking fantastic action with her finances and with the little time she has been with us. What really meant a lot to me as well is that she even jumped on and joining my book launch team. And she was a fantastic help, by the way. So I really, really appreciated that about her. So what we're going to do is we're going to hear from Jessica herself first, so that way you can learn more about her. And then I am going to share with you some answers she gave me to some fun questions I provided to her. Lista, you ready? Take it away, Jessica.
Hi, Jen. This is Jessica Clairholm. I run a dozer at a surface coal mine in Saskatchewan, and I am blessed to be on the same shift at the same mine as my man. So on the days that we're not working together, we are home together with our happy, handsome baby boy, who is actually the reason that I searched for and found your podcast. And I listen to Her Money Matters because I enjoy it. It's really refreshing for me to be learning about money with a positive mindset in such a supportive atmosphere. Your diverse guests always bring something of value to every episode that I can actually apply to my personal financial situation. So thank you so much for the podcast, the Facebook group, the emails. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on your book.
All right. Isn't she fantastic? Now let's get to the questions that I sent her. So the first question that I sent her was about her favorite episode. So what was her favorite episode to date and why? And she answered that her favorite episode to date is the one, episode 135, Finding That Money You Didn't Know You Had with Joe Salcihi. And she mentioned that every point Joe brought up was one that she was able to put to work, especially with this new mom brain, since she has a little one. She finds it so important to clear her brain space so she doesn't feel scrambled. Then I asked her, what is her financial focus for the next 3 months? And she answered that from now until the end of May, her and her husband are aiming to be up to date on all the bills and have 1 month of bills in a savings account, which I love. And then on top of that, her personal 3 month money goal is to integrate more money resources into her day so she can positively shape her money story and push her confidence up. So she mentioned examples of that being listening to podcasts, being active in the Her Money Matters Facebook group, following mentors on Facebook and Instagram. So she has those reminders in her newsfeed. She checks in with her money at least once a week and recognize those little victories. And I really love that goal of hers. So it's not just a dollar figure of a goal, but it's also about personal development, it really what it boils down to, and really continuing that momentum. And I think that it's a really fantastic way of doing it. So really making sure that her head is filled with positivity, her head is filled with inspiration, that she connects with other like-minded women, that she continues to have those reminders to check in with her money and to recognize those victories. I absolutely love that she shared that. And then the third and final question that I asked her was, what is one lesson that you would like to share to a woman that is needing inspiration in her financial journey? And she answered, there are amazing free resources available to you from professionals who are experts in various fields. When she realized that she didn't have to become an expert herself, it was much easier to focus on living according to her priorities rather than drowning in the confusion of where to start. So bottom line, ask for help. And I love that lesson that she's wanting to share with us. So I hope that you enjoyed it. That is it for the mini episode for today. Next week comes up mini episode number 3. Don't forget, if you love this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you share it with someone you love, a friend, anyone that you know that it would make a difference for, because sometimes you don't know what's going on in their life. And just simply the sharing of this podcast or a particular episode that you liked will make an impact. And sometimes we just don't know that it does, right? So just share away. I would really appreciate it. So I appreciate you listening, and we'll talk again next Thursday for another mini episode. Gracias y nos veremos el próximo jueves.